having Mr. Hickens come forward. Jim Hickens.
She sends me memos every day.
Right now,
they just shrunk.
Like kicking. Remember, I was trying to remember. Go ahead.
Good morning. You asked me to come back this morning to update you on the funding status for the amendment that we agreed to last week. As you remember, it was...
Went from 26 million to what?
Well, it's 634,000.
Yeah, motion. Go out of the room.
634,000 for environmental assessment, benefit cost analysis for all the projects for the next 5 years at the airport. When I was here last week, the FAA's discretionary money hadn't started flowing to the airport's district's office yet, and we were hoping to hear that at the end of last week. As of this morning, the FAA has no money, no grant money to pay for this project.
But the bottom line was protecting the big picture of the airport and the jobs. This is a must.
Right.
Look at this. Hey, put it on. September.
We have money set aside for the Clear Zone project, and
right.
We could use that. And if we need to defer on part of the property purchases, if that
to keep this moving, hopefully.
Right. So I mean, we
hopefully the federal government will screw with the money like they're doing now, and we'll have the money somewhere like it's supposed to be.
Yes. And also, we can work with our congressional delegation to try to put pressure on the FAA to
it must be working
give us a higher priority.
Ask for an update.
Okay.
So
we need
the motion that was passed last week accepted the amendment pending the finance director's approval. So we're still okay to proceed.
Okay.
Once he says
that. Yeah, that was detrimental.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. I like your tie. It's company man. Next is Mike Izzo.
Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
We'll screw it up.
Not yet, Mike. Not yet.
November did that.
I do it now.
Good morning. I have a couple items on my agenda. The first item is in regards to a contract proposal with the firm of Gillen and Hartman. We had selected them as our fire service consultants several years ago, and they performed a planning study that looked at the necessary fire service that we needed to provide at the Sussex County Airport as well as the industrial park. I provided you a small map that shows an area in the vicinity of the crane. You may or may not know that we have water plant in that area. We have wells and a series of water storage tanks that we use for both our domestic and our fire supply. In the performance of the study that was performed by Gillen and Hartman, it was determined that we don't provide enough water storage, which we already knew. We basically knew that we were in a detrimental situation. However, we've been working with the fire marshal. What we needed to determine is what upgrades were needed to bring us up to the standard that's necessary for the industrial air park and the airport. It was determined, that we need, currently we have two 150,000 gallon storage tanks. It's determined we need another 300,000 gallons. Basically, if we can satisfy the needs for the crane, then we basically satisfy the needs for everybody else in the industrial air park and also the airport. So we are proposing a phase one project which would upgrade our fire pumps, provide the additional storage we need, and also we need to upgrade some of the water supply pipes throughout the industrial park, because they were put in back in the mid-80s without any real thought for what was needed. So I provided you a map. It shows a green outline. We're referring to that as phase one. Basically, the design would be performed, which would upgrade the water plant and also provide those necessary spine pipes, which would be the basis that would allow for an expansion over the rest of the airport. This is phase one. Phase two would bring the water supply lines, and that's a year or two out. We would extend those water supply lines over to the airport side, and then ultimately there would be a phase three that would be extended when the undeveloped property of the airport is developed. We would try to do it in concert with that expansion.
This, Mike, this is their design. I mean, this is what we got right now. That we, or this is what we think we need.
We basically have a preliminary layout for the whole airport, but this is what we need to do today to bring us in compliance. So we're recommending that we execute this contract. I should mention that the scope of these improvements, we're valuing about $2 million to perform, construct these improvements, and we have a contract proposal of $151,000 to perform the design and the bidding, and that's in line with the percentages, which what we normally see from other airport consultants.
So this would be like a, Delta's the main consultant, I guess.
No, this is totally separate.
This strictly deal with the industrial park side, and
service. If we wanted to do a fire system at some other portion of the county, say in the South Coastal area, if that was our job, then we could use these guys. We basically selected them for any type of this work within the county. But you know, outside of this industrial air park, our only other water system is Dewey Beach.
Right.
And we don't provide fire there.
Well, this is part of that heartburn that Jim King gives us with all the other stuff, too.
He brings this up on a regular
basis.
Every
day.
Or the Rolodex. Or his wallet.
Do you have any questions? I have a motion I can read.
Read it, please.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council hereby authorizes its president to execute amendment number 1 to its contract with Gillen and Hartman Incorporated for design services for the fire and domestic water upgrade at the Sussex County Airport and Industrial Park at a cost not to exceed $151,100.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Jones to approve the motion with the fiscal amount as read by Mr. Izzo for the airport. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Let's let the record show Mr. Phillips is out of the room. Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I guess we got money still made, right?
Yes. Yes.
It was one of those things that we projected to happen.
Yes. We have money.
Yeah, we have budgeted for the design, and also we budgeted for a portion of the construction so we could initiate it during this fiscal year.
Okay, grant request.
Oh, I got one other.
You got one.
Okay. That's all the selection process. There you go.
We were starting early on it, though, huh? Thank you.
Okay. Similar to the process that you went through with the land use consultant, the county engineering department went through a consultant selection process for our airport consultant. I should mention that we our last consultant that we've hired was Delta Airport Consultants, and we hired them back in 1999, and we hired them for a term. A term of 5 years. That period has expired, so we went through the process, put together an RFP, received submittals from about 8 firms. We shortlisted those 8 firms to 5 firms, which we've interviewed. I'm providing the results to you today of that process. Of the firms that were interviewed, our highest score went to Urban Engineers Incorporated out of Philadelphia. Second ranked firm was Delta Airport Consultants, who is our current firm. I've also provided you the raw scores. You can see we had 5 separate team members, myself being one, Jim Hicken, Jeff James, Andrea Wall, and Steve Mastin. And out of the 5 firms that were interviewed, Urban Engineers was the highest ranked firm of 4 of the committee members. With Delta being number 2 in every case, with the exception of they were also, Jim Hicken ranked them as number 1. So it looks that 4 individuals picked Urban Engineers as the highest ranked firm, and it would be my recommendation that we select them for all airport related work for the next 5 years.
Let me. Can I ask you?
Yes.
You
go ahead.
No.
Go ahead, George.
Okay. I was just going to say when they're so close, and we do have Delta, have their been any problems with, like, cost overrun, change orders? What has been the relationship with Delta?
That was my question.
Sometimes you do these consultant selections, and you have two or three firms that are all very good, and you got to pick one of them, okay? And quite often people come back to me and say, why wasn't I selected? And it's more of, well, we had three pretty good firms, and we had to select one. What we thought of with Urban Engineers is they, one of the keys to the airport that we see is the implementation of an instrument landing system sometime in the future. And that these guys had a really good handle on how we can manipulate the glide slopes. We know we have sports at the beach out there. And they just talked to us in common sense terms that we all understood. And they clearly answered the questions that we asked at the interview process. The other thing is we gave them a couple homework items as part of the interview. You know, here's two things that we're worried about or thinking about. Come to the interview. Don't just give us a commercial. You know, give us some good sound input on these two items. And they did pretty well. Now,
but obviously Delta did pretty well also because it's such a close, the numbers are so close. It's just a...
You think highly of Delta, and they've done well by us in the past, but going through this process, we really appreciated the way that these guys had to handle on the glide slope problems. They were head and shoulders on the glide slope above everybody else, and for the improvements at, and the way it could be implemented also. I shouldn't mention it's just not understanding the slopes.
But creating new relationships with different people, is that going to take any time, or do you think a transition be smooth? They got to learn a lot where Delta's...
It's never easy.
And how about money-wise? Is that kind of still out there?
We would have to, the next contract that comes up, we're going to have to sit down and negotiate with these guys just like we would with Delta or anybody else. The only thing we could ask about was their overhead rate. Actually, I got to take that back. We had asked pointed financial questions in the RFP, and somebody who applied who was going to pursue it basically made a complaint to the FAA and said that Sussex County is looking at financial qualifications of firms in a way that the selection process with FAA funding is set up, that's not allowed. FAA called me personally and said, you need to change your RFP. You can't look at any type of rates or costs or anything of that nature. Okay, we had to take it all out.
Our current rates with Delta. So if we don't like, we know what the current rates are with Delta.
Right.
Okay. So if you sit down and negotiate with Urban, and for some reason you see a tremendous difference from what we're paying today with Delta and Urban, you could say no and go back to Delta.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right.
Absolutely.
Delta was not cheap.
No,
well, I didn't think they were, but I don't think any of them.
The only problem I had was a piecemeal, I call it.
Yeah. This Urban is not the Urban they just chose for the land use plan.
I honestly don't know. I'm not familiar with the firm that you selected. Are they out of Philadelphia, downtown?
They're out of Pennsylvania.
They're out of Bethlehem, the land use company.
Urban, I'd have to look at, let me look at the...
Let's make sure we're not getting... Affiliated with, right. I mean, I would think you'd...
These people did not speak to me about any land use issues.
Well, I think you would want to, correct, am I raising a question?
Yeah, it's a good question. Aviation, good question. We want Aviation Urban here, right?
These guys are called Urban Research and Development Corporation out of Bethlehem, so...
You mean the land use?
I can look at their 254.
Why don't we defer and let them and come back? Is there any run? Can't defer?
You're talking 3 weeks.
We'll do it this afternoon. Yep.
But Mike's not going to go forward if it's...
Oh, no. We'll just let him find out this afternoon. We'll put it on the agenda for the... Can't we do that, Jim? Just
amend the agenda.
Yeah, we can just put this on hold and
Hell yeah.
Put it on this afternoon?
Yeah. Find out. See if you can find anything.
They got an address.
We should know that.
An address. We got
yeah, I believe this is a separate firm, but I really should take a few minutes and go through the document.
Well, call them up.
Put you on 1:30. If we amend the agenda, it'll go for 1:30.
Mike, call them up.
Need a motion to amend.
Write us a note sometime this afternoon. How's that?
I've got Urban, my Urban's documents upstairs. I can verify without a whole lot of difficulty.
It could be a different office or something, the same firm.
Could before.
We'll take a second, right?
All right, and just would like to know.
Motion to amend agenda.
One would hope.
Motion to amend agenda. A motion by Mr. Jones, second Mr. Cole, to amend the agenda to allow Mr. Izzo to come back with a further report at 1:30. We'll get you on first and out of here. Answer?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips? Mr. Jones?
Yeah.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion agenda, Mr. Izzo, you're back at 1:30.
Okay.
Next is.
And Jim would be more than glad to come in.
I think we got grants now.
Yeah, 3 grants, quick. Make a motion, we give West Rehoboth Community $2,500.
First is West Rehoboth Community Land Trust for helping with affordable housing.
Election year.
Mr. Cole's made a motion to give, how much?
What's your opponent giving?
How much you say?
$2,500.
$2,500 from his community reinvestment, from his community reinvestment program. Second, Mr. Dukes?
I thought I might give him some.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Let the record show, Mr. Phillips out of the room, Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. Mr. Baker?
First State Antique Tractor Club, promoting agriculture. They're having a program October 6th and 7th, safety seminars and so on. Last year, we gave $1,000, $200 each.
Make a motion, we give $100 each.
$100?
Come on. No second for the motion. What was it, 200 each?
Yep.
200 each.
So move.
Mr. Phillips told me he had to leave to take his daughter to college. That's why he left the council.
Make a motion, we give $200 each.
Motion, Mr. Dukes. Second, Mr. Jones, give $200 each from the First State Antique Tractor Program. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Will he be back this afternoon?
No.
He told me he had to leave to take his daughter to college.
Mr. Cole?
I don't know.
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion passed.
Then the next one is Families Connected Incorporated for an annual school supply drive. The goal to help the neediest students in the area. They identify about 45 students
where is
to
this,
help with school supplies.
Where's the address?
It's the organization is in Millsboro, and the letter's from Carolyn Schau, the director. Last year, $1,000 was granted from Mr. Phillips' youth activity grant for summer program expenses.
Okay,
so move.
Second.
Motion to spend $1,000 of Mr. Phillips' youth activity.
This afternoon.
questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. $1,000 for Mr. Introduction to proposed ordinances? None.
I don't
Move
have on. Any.
Additional business brought before council. Your help, you can't.
George.
Chip will give the Kramer report. Come up, come on up. Walk your way up here at the same time. You're on lunch. Come on up.
Dan, where's Dan?
Mr. President,
Dan.
I'm here to deliver a message. I'm here representing Mr. Kramer, who was unable because of another commitment in Dover to present his weekly report.
Solid waste problem.
Anyway, so I just wanted to let you know that he's sorry he couldn't make it, but he wanted to let you know that you'll be hearing more from him.
No.
And I'll just leave it at that.
Give me a thumbs up. We have a guest in the audience today.
This is the Hanson Report.
A local upstate, Dockdale State.
Hey, Steph.
That's right, Stephanie Hanson. I did want to mention just something quickly to thank you folks for appropriating the money for the surface water management study. In the interest of full disclosure, I'm the legal counsel to that that Surface Water Management Advisory Council. It started out as the Wastewater Facility Advisory Council that then became the Wastewater Facility and Surface Water Management Advisory Council that has now changed its name to,
confused.
Believe me, it's now changed its name to the Delaware Clean Water Advisory Council.
$25,000.
So we don't know who we give our money to then. I'm glad I didn't vote for it.
Well,
you can now give you the check.
To make sure that Mr. Dukes, your answer was crystal clear that Frank gave to you, whether or not a stormwater utility is created in Sussex County by Sussex County government is completely up to you. This is, it's all enabling legislation that allows either counties or municipalities or the conservation districts, should they decide a stormwater utility is the funding mechanism they want to use. They may decide we don't need any additional funds, therefore we don't need a utility, we don't need anything. Or you may decide we need additional funds to do X, Y, and Z, and we're going to do it a different way. And that's up to you. This isn't about the state coming in and telling you what you need to do.
Yeah. I think about tax for stormwater management ponds.
Soil conservation. Take it from soil conservation. I got it.
So can I change my vote now? You've convinced me.
There you go.
No, I don't. I'm making a motion to recess to 1:30.
Did they have this much fun in Newcastle?
Aye.
Aye.